Welcome back, my friends, and welcome back to The Strangers Chapter 2. I had to look at the poster. Sorry, brain fart on that for a second. But we are here interrogating the second movie in The Strangers reboot. Now, you may be thinking, okay, why? Well, because that's what I do. I'm a movie critic, so that's what I'm here to do. Guilty rating, of course, on this one. I will say this one has a bit more story to it, and you'll see that reflected in the score when we get towards the end. But in this one, I will say, if you're getting ready to watch The Strangers Chapter 2 and you have not seen the first one yet, don't go see the second one until you see the first one. You need to see Chapter 1 first because Chapter 2 picks up right where Chapter 1 left off. Now, you may be thinking, okay, and what you're going to see here in the trailer is you're going to recognize some things from the trailer of Chapter 1 and then some things that you have not seen yet. Now, there are some scenes in this one that kind of, they don't spoil anything, but there are some scenes and some of the things that happen in Chapter 1. But don't worry, it doesn't spoil it because you don't know which is which. Now, with saying that, some of the best scenes of this movie are in the trailer. I know, I hate when they do that too, but that's kind of where we're at. So, we're going to jump in with the trailer right off the bat on this one. As always, you can see the poster right here on the side. But let's jump over to that trailer and then we will discuss the movie some more.
Come on, Sheriff. We all want to hear about who killed that young couple.
Now, you'd think that would be a spoiler. You would, right? Don't worry. But I will say, if you haven't already picked up on it, yes, they are still in Venus.
Why are you doing this to us?
Because you're here.
The girl didn't die.
I knew you wouldn't leave me.
Now, this scene is probably confusing, but after you watch the first one and then you sit down to watch this one, it'll make a lot more sense. That is, if you are into these types of movies, that is. Now, I will say, don't worry, it's not a spoiler, so don't worry, but we finally find out the Tamara story. We find out who Tamara is in this one. So that it definitely answers a lot of questions with that. Now, you may be picking up on a little bit of the whole eerie, unsettling vibes again from this one, and that is very intentional.
You're stabbed, right? What did it feel like?
I felt like I liked it. It was some kind of ritual.
That's been going on for years.
Who are they? Why are they doing this?
Does there have to be a why?
And just when you think you start to get it figured out, you realize there's so much more going on. This one almost overcomplicates it. It's like the other ones where there has not been a lot of the story part going on. Here we get a little bit more of the story, but then we get a lot more of the dread. There's a lot more of just the unsettlingness of it. I mean, the basically waking up in the hospital and then realizing it's abandoned. Don't worry, no spoilers. And just kind of being alone and then reaching out to help only to realize the people that you're reaching out to help. It seems that they're somehow connected, but you can't put the pieces together. And there's so many different things going on. Like I said, we finally get the answer of who Tamara is. And if you think you have figured out who the people in the masks are from the first movie, this one is going to throw a few cogs in that wrench on that. So it's not going to be quite as obvious to solve as you might think. Now, in this one, obviously, Maya has survived and she is trying to escape Venus. She is trying to get back to her life. And there's just so many parts to this where you're just kind of going, huh? Because something will happen and then something else will happen. And then it almost contradicts the stuff that literally just happened. And you're like, okay, I'm thoroughly confused. I'm not literally confused, but at times during the thing I was watching this, and I'm just like, but huh? So there's a lot of that's going on in this. It is supposed to be the whole unnerving, unsettling. It's supposed to just kind of make your skin crawl. Both with that, the other one and this one, we got to see a bloody bird in the last one, which wasn't really too much. And then, of course, some skeletons and things like that. And this one, we do see a little bit more animal violence than a survival type situation. But it's just very bloody, very gory, very intense in some of the scenes and other scenes. It's almost like, okay, where you almost could find yourself dozing off if you're easily bored with movies that don't kind of have that continuation as they go. But like I said, before you watch this one, you need to make sure that you watch chapter one, because it does pick up right where it leaves off. And if you haven't seen the first part, there's a lot of references in this that are not going to make any sense at all. Like I said, at least we finally know who Tamara is and the Tamara story of why they're looking for her. When that's revealed, it's going to take a few people by surprise. And almost kind of in a good way, as weird as it sounds. It's very, I know I keep using that word, but it's just, it gives you the eebie-jeebies. So, where am I at with the score on this one? I'm actually going to surprise you a little bit, though a lot of the story is just still the whole cliche, it's supposed like nightmare, fear-inducing, just, it is what it is. Just to be simple, it is what it is. Score-wise, obviously guilty, but score-wise, I'm coming in at a 4.25 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Now, you know, probably noticed that a little bit higher than The Strangers Chapter 1, just briefly. And that's because we do finally get some of the answers of that. And that it, as much as you think you figure out from the first one, that you think, okay, I've got this figured out. I know who this is. It just completely undoes that. So I have not seen Chapter 3 yet, and I am going to be checking that out soon so that I can bring you the last one in this series. Or we hope it's the last, because right now there's only the three. And like I said, it's just the recap of the 2008 movie, not recap. But as always, I hope that you hit subscribe. I hope you turn on those notifications to get the latest and the greatest Movie Deputy content. And as always, I will be back soon. Oh, and I almost forgot to do the podcast thing again. There's the podcast image. I just shrunk it down into a square, so I didn't modify the poster at all on that one. But as always, I will be back soon. I hope you are having a wonderful day. And like I said, you're always in for an adventure with me. So I hope you're having as much fun as I am. Bye.